So yesterday, I left here to go do an event for the Missouri Valley. I walk out the front of the building, and Hammacher Schlemmer is no longer in the...
That was a great store.
It was awesome.
That was a great store.
I didn't buy a lot there, but it was fun to walk around.
Yeah.
Hammacher Schlemmer's not there, and that museum that we had there is gone. And I walk out, and I see it's a candy store.
Wow. And the sky was blue.
I don't ever go out the front of the building. Well, I come in
from
the lot.
Why do you not go out the front of the building? Oh, that's right, because you have the big hot shot parking spot.
I forgot, off the loading dock.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, you know, those of us who have to come in the front actually go by the candy store, and we know that it's been there since November.
I had no idea.
How do you not have any idea?
I've never come in that door.
So you tweet. So I
walk out. I go, wait a minute. What the heck is that? So I stick my head in. I'm like, this place is awesome.
Dylan's
Candy. So I couldn't stay. I had to go do the event. I leave. I go do this Missouri Valley Conference thing. I walk all the way back. And I walk back, and I said, I'm going to buy my wife. She does not like chocolate much. She likes toffee. I'm like, I'm going to see if they got toffee in there. I walk in. I bought a thing of M&M's for the office. I made it in layers, multicolors. I bought with a little candy jar. I bought her toffee, and I bought her some cinnamon crunch fudge. And I took a picture of the store inside, and I tweeted it out, like, the greatest store ever. Haw's like, yeah, they got this cool burger place called the Billy Goat now, too.
Yeah, welcome to downtown. Welcome to Michigan Avenue.
I had no idea that existed, let alone in our building.
Did you know Michael Jordan has a restaurant, too?
No.
Right across the street. Did you know that? Wow. Yeah.
I had no
idea.
Ditka
has a restaurant, too. Did you know that?
Who?
Yeah.
I had no idea we had a candy store.
It's a cool place.
Really? Candyman can, cause he mixes it with lava, makes the world taste good. So what's your favorite kind of candy?
I'm not a big candy guy.
I am.
What's your favorite kind of candy? I don't really like a lot of candy.
Chocolate covered cherries. I don't mean the kind that are gooey. I'm talking about like dried cherries with chocolate over them. Those are spectacular. Chocolate covered peanuts. M&M's.
I like M&M's. I like Reese's peanut butter cups.
I'm not a peanut butter guy much. A little. With jelly, a little. But they got everything in there. Mike, have you been in there?
Yes, sir.
What are you, 12?
Oh, my God. That store was...
Well, it was one of those things when the game was still around, RIP, we went in there to check it out. I think me and Julie and a couple of people, because it was just built, because us people that walk out through the front door every day, we've seen it many times.
Many times.
And it was like the grand opening, so we went in there.
I think Cap likes it because when you walked in, you walk by it, he looks in, and there's all of these bright colors. It looks like your closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's like your closet with all these different bright colors staring
at
you.
Lots of distractions. Like he has nowhere to go because over here there's jelly beans.
Oh my gosh.
And over there there's Milky Way.
Do I go for the jelly beans? No. Do I go for the toffee? No. I have to go straight ahead for the chocolate.
The other thing that I like about it, most candy stores like Fannie Mae.
I like Fannie Mae.
Fannie Mae's okay. My late grandmother worked there.
Yeah, that would be my favorite.
No.
Yeah.
This crushes Fannie Mae. Crushes.
I don't know about crushes.
Dylan's Candies.
Look, how do you quantify your favorite chocolate?
Because I like a store.
Crushes. It would crush Fannie Mae 4-0.
Because I like, it'd be like 16-0. It'd be a blowout, like the first game ever at the U.S. Cellular Field. I like bulk candy, where you go in, you get the little plastic bag, take the little scooper, put in what you want, mix it all up, and then go over, they weigh it, and you pay for it. They got bulk up the wazoo in there.
You want them to be a sponsor or something?
Bring it on.
See, that's what it is. You want some sort of deal.
No.
You want some sort of deal.
I'm staying
with
out of there. I'm staying out.
Why?
Because you can't eat that stuff. I bought it for my wife, and I'm out.
And you brought some in here.
All I did was bring M&M's in so Mike and Matt and Pat can have coloring M&M's.
Not me? Am I not allowed?
No, because
I don't get any.
You're picking on me.
Okay.
Did you take a picture with an employee and tweet it out? At Dylan's. Did you do that?
No, I just took a picture of the inside of the store.
Just the inside. You didn't take a... I figured you'd take a picture with an employee.
No.
It's more your style.
No. Just a picture of all the bright colors and the bulk bins.
I'm glad you found it.
Oh, my God.
See how the rest of us live.
It's awesome.
That's cool.
So if you're on Michigan Avenue, head over to Dylan's Candies. It's pretty special.
It's special.
Pretty awesome.
It is.
Anyway, 312-235.
Big day for Davey yesterday.
25-25. By the way, Christina Quinn from Comcast Sportsnet.
Yeah.
Are you aware that we have a huge chocolate candy factory right outside our station called Blommers? Hello?
Yes, you can smell it.
You can smell it from the office.
Yes. Chicago. Yeah.
I have been there, Christina. Yes, you're very funny.
But they don't have these bright colors, and they don't have the, like, all the different variety.
It's a factory. Go to Dylan's. That's where it's at. Now they put a little, like, cafe in there.
Oh. Yeah, I saw
I'll guarantee you the milkshakes in there have got to be like crack.